Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You heard Jeff just say it. Clark Kellogg joining us from CBS Sports from Cleveland, Ohio. Coming up at 11. Anxious to talk to Clark. He's been with us a couple of times in the past, and it's always wonderful to talk basketball with him.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yep.
He's so humble, too. That's the other thing about him. Like, let's just face it, he was LeBron before LeBron. Let's not. In Northeast Ohio, he was LeBron before LeBron.
And, you know, you think about guys who get injured, and, you know, it really derails their career.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some, but there aren't, you know, hundreds that, you know what I mean? You know those stories exist. They're not as prevalent as they used to be. Clark is one of those.
Yes, 100%.
If Clark had been healthy, good Lord, what he could have been in the NBA. And as it was, the little bit he played, he was outstanding. He's joining us at 11. It's opening day, Andy. See the crowd downtown?
Oh, I feel it. It's exciting. Did you know?
Parking
up to
$50.
Dan, I want to make sure that I'm on the
right
page.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That was in Oakland. And parking is free.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to go out on a limb on this one. So tell me if I'm right, Dan, because you'll know for sure. I want to make sure that the Guardians are still playing at Progressive Field, because I have questions about that. They didn't change the name of the venue they play at, did they?
No, they just wanted to make sure on every level you knew what the stadium was called.
I mean, talk about overkill. On Carnegie in Ontario, have you driven by this yet, Jeff? Have you seen a picture of it? Not only is the old Welcome to Progressive Field sign there, the one that's kind of on a bend that used to say Welcome to Jacobs Field, but now in the gate where you walk underneath that sign, it says Welcome to Progressive Field. And then above it, on the upper deck, it says Progressive Field. So if there's any question about where they play, I mean, all you have to do is open your eyes, right? We're on the same page for this one, right?
Oh, very much.
Because I was curious, because I was just like, I wonder what the name of the stadium is going to be this year. And then clearly, it's Progressive Field.
Hmm. Well, that's great.
We want to talk about overkill.
If anything, cover every direction and make sure you've got it spray painted on the ground, too. So while I'm tying my shoe, I know I'm walking into Progressive Field.
So we've talked.
And if you trip and fall into somebody, you have the insurance. You'll be good to go.
We've talked about this numerous times, and we're excited about the start of the season. We're ready to go. Despite some things that, okay, whatever. The moves in the offseason weren't overly inspiring. The young guys they're throwing out there, okay, there are a couple of them who are intriguing, but you know, you're rolling out basically not the same outfield, but you're putting Tyler Freeman in center field, it appears. And, okay, it's not like, you know, nothing against Tyler. He could end up being terrific out there. He's a great athlete. I liked what I've seen of him since he's been up here. But, you know, the Lauder would have given you a little buzz, right? Manzardo at first base and Naylor at DH would have given you a little buzz. There's not that buzz there. Combine that with this, Andy.
Can I ask you a question? When is the last time, though, the Guardians gave you that buzz? You just said it. When you have those guys, when you have young guys like that, the Guardians don't, or Indians at the time, don't normally do that. Do they?
This goes to what I kind of pitched early. There are two things to me that are leading, three things, to a lack of buzz as this season starts. And I have it. I'm excited about the season. They open with 10 straight games on the road. That's a lot. You know, we've talked about in the past, you know, who wants to play baseball in the Midwest, in the East at this time of the year outside. So I get that. But you start against Oakland, and your starting times are 10:07, 9:40, and then on the weekends, a couple of 4:07 games. So it's not even, you know, like 7 o'clock at night here where you can sit down and you're watching a primetime game. It's right. Not even like 1 o'clock here mm-hmm. where, hey, I can watch the game and then I have the afternoon. It's 4:07. So those are tough starting times. Then you go to Seattle, a couple of 9:40 starts, and then a 4:10, another one of those. Then you go to Minnesota, 4:10, 2:10, 2:10. Those are rough starting times. You know what I mean? So this team's going to play 10 games, Andy, before you even get to see them, you know, 11 games, really, in prime time because the home opener is at 5:10. It's kind of a weird way to start. So there's that.
Well, there's also cranes outside the stadium that are still sitting out there. So you've got
10 games to get it going. You have that aspect of it, just weird schedule to start. You know, and again, I understand not playing in Northeast Ohio at this time of the year, although you're going to be playing in Minnesota on April 4th. So they're outside. So there's that. There's the lack of buzz from offseason acquisitions. And then there's, I think, the glue that's missing with this, which is leading to, and I'm only going to call it apathy because of the reaction we've had from people interacting with our show.
Okay.
In the past, you take all of those factors, and I think everybody would say, yeah, but you know what? Terry Francona is going to make this work because he did. He made it work like crazy. And 11 seasons as manager of the Guardians, only two of them under 500. Now, they were two of the last three. That leads to, okay, now you have Stephen Vogt coming in. You don't have that Francona factor, whatever that might be. Clearly, he did a great job with what he was given to work with here. Two of the last three, maybe not so much. Surprised everybody in 2022 with 92 wins. And I just think you combine all three of those factors, Andy, and the excitement level here now isn't what it's been over the last decade plus. And I think that's a shame. So I think the team's going to have to go out and earn their buzz, and they're going to have to earn the recognition and create the excitement. And I honestly think that having Terry Francona here the last 11 years was a big part of the reason, because I think folks just thought, well, Terry's going to figure it out and make it work.
Maybe I'll agree with that. You've had good pitching over the last 10 years, too, for the most part. You've had guys that have battled for Cy Young Awards over the last 10 years, too. So Shane Bieber is still, you know, if his velocity's back, then you could argue that he's still in that realm. But, you know, in the back of fans' minds is, well, when is he getting traded? I mean, that's not a great way to PR your team. Oh, when's our best pitcher going to get traded? Who wants to live like that?
Can I add a fourth thing to the lack of buzz you just did? That's true.
Sure.
Oh, you just did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now we have four.
You're right.
I mean, arguably, you're
that's the biggest storyline going into the season almost, isn't it?
But when are you going to trade your best pitcher? I don't know how it can't be. And what are you going to get in return? That's the other part of it.
Big Al's in Brunswick. Big Al, dial 216-474-0092. Hi, Al.
Big Al.
Good morning. Hey, I feel the way you do, what you're just talking about, Mr. Phelps. But I have a lot of confidence in Stephen Vogt. I mean, he's not Tito, but just seeing and reading and listening to his interviews over the last couple of months, several months, I'll tell you what, I really like him. He seems like he's a like Tito was a people's player, manager. So as far as that goes, yes, I am very excited about tonight. I probably won't watch it tonight because I'll be sleeping.
See, and Al, that leads to some of my thought, too. It's like, okay, could you pick a worse place to start the season than a night game in Oakland?
Man, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, but the fact that you don't want to stay awake for this game says a lot, too.
Well, he's got a job. He's got to get up.
I get it, but I mean, like, if it's your team and you're pumped and it's the first game of the season, you're going to kind of figure out a way to nap around it.
Baskin, I'll try. I will try. Trust me.
All right. Big Al, then we've got your back.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you,
Big Al.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. 10:07 start.
Jeff, will you be awake for the game?
I'll be up. I'll be watching.
It's milk and cookies.
I don't know if I'll make it through the entire game, though. I'll be real honest. This whole alarm going off in the morning thing is, you know.
Well, they did shave some minutes off the game, so you might be in bed by 12:30.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What time will the game end tonight? That's the question. 12:30.
Is that already what we're going to? Hey, when does the season opener end?
Well, you're concerned.
That's point number five as to why this thing isn't working.
It hasn't even started yet. What do you mean it's not working?
I don't
even know if it works.
I love the fact that Big Al has faith in Stephen Vogt. Talk about blind faith.
Yeah. To me, he's proven everything that a good captain makes. So at 10:07 tonight, we find out if he's a good manager. We don't know anything about him as a manager. We don't know anything. Zero. Zilch.
I love the blind faith, though. I do. Is there anything about the... We don't want to poo-poo anything here. We don't. I'm excited about this. But I'm sitting here looking at the team and I'm thinking, come on, do something here to excite me. Brian Rocchio. That's what I'm looking at. I saw him last year a little bit.
I'm excited about that. I want to see what he looks like.
I do every day. I do too.
Are the fans apathetic or has the team made them? Has the team created the apathy? You tell me. I don't know. How did we get to this point? How did we get to this point?
Came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, how did we get to... Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that the Guardians fans aren't apathetic about this season. Tell me.
I can't. You know why I can't? Everybody who's called us about this, and there have been not a ton of phone calls about Guardians since we've been trying to get ready for the season.
It's because we have seven new guys on the roster this year?
You're rolling out a similar team. Mm-hmm. You're rolling out question marks.
That was under 500 last year.
You don't have Terry.
No.
And you're starting with 10 games on the road with bad starting times.
That should make you pumped up. Everybody should be excited for the Guardians.
Serious, Andy. What time do you want to sit down and watch a baseball game?
If it's the Guardians, I don't care.
No, that's not what I'm... What time do you want to?
Right now. I would like for it to start right now, if you ask me. Seriously, 7 o'clock is fine.
Okay, there you go. We don't have one of those. We don't have one of those until, what time? 7:10. Starting time on April 12th.
Second home game?
No. It's not even the first series. Because they have the 5:10 and then 2:6:10 starts against Chicago. Oh. It's the 7:10 game
against
New York.
No, those aren't weekend games, are they? Those are regular. Yeah, those are right during the week.
I just wonder, folks.
That whole eclipse is messing me up.
I think there are reasons that folks aren't pumped up about this. I can't wait for the season to start. I love baseball, but I kind of get it. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clark Kellogg, as Jeff just said, joining us at 11 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Zach Meisel will talk Guardians with us from The Athletic at 12:40. And our buddy Daryl Ryder joins us at noon. I'm Jeff Phelps. My pal over there is Andy Baskin. We're talking opening day in Major League Baseball. Except for those Korean games. So those happened with the Dodgers and the Padres, but nobody. Anyhow, opening day today for most of Major League Baseball. I don't know how you open the season, then go play more spring training games, but hey, that's another story.
Do yourself a favor. If you're the office or maybe if you're in your car, give a phone call. Ask who the Guardians, ask them when the Guardian season opens, and then ask them who they're playing opening day. I wonder how many people will get it right.
It's just opening day is a celebration, and it's just going to be weird this year. You know, it's 10 games in for us, road games, odd.
Home opening. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, odd locations, odd times, 10 games. And then an eclipse, you know. So
and the women's Final Four. Let's
and it's just going to be weird. Bill's in Parma, and Bill is one of the diehard baseball fans who call us here at the station. And Bill, we appreciate that.
Hey Jeff, I appreciate it. I'm hoping that the Guardians have a season much like they usually have. I think one of the things I don't like about some of the things that have happened is I've had a couple of friends of mine that have coached in the minor leagues. And these guys that have coached and managed in the minor leagues for years, and I mean years, they really like it when they get some young guy who's never managed before to bypass them and go in at the top level and be the manager without any experience. As a matter of fact, that's a slap in the face to all the guys in the Guardian organization that have toiled on those buses for hours and hours. And it's not Stephen Vogt's fault. He seems like a nice guy. It's the organization's fault. And the fault is they wanted a yes man.
And now, that's an assumption, Bill, on your part, right?
Well, it's certainly not his record.
Well, since he doesn't have one, you're right.
Yeah. So I think shame on them. Shame on them. Because they need to have somebody who will challenge these guys. And to give an example, you're going to have to help me here. The Guardian player I'm most interested in is the one they don't have this year. And the one they traded away when he was about 17. And Baseball America says he is the best prospect for power that's come around in a long time. And that's Junior Campaneri or something like that. That's with Tampa Bay.
I forget who they traded. I remember that they traded him away.
Yeah.
Hey, you, Bill, you know what bothers me? Every time I see the Colorado Rockies, they show a picture of Nolan Jones. And the other day I headlined Rockies best player out for opening day. And I scratch my head and I think, boy, Juan Brito better be good.
Right. And you know, this junior, I'll call him Junior C, that they trade away when he was 17, he's 20 now. He's 20. And he is the only prospect at AAA. In the minors, that was rated by Baseball America as a power, and an 80 is the top grade for power. He got an 80.
Caminero?
Yeah.
Junior Caminero?
Yeah. He's the, and they don't give that out ever. And they're saying that he has the potential, even at the age of 20, and they think he's going to be up there real quick before he's 21, and if he's not 21 already, he'll have at least 30 home runs his first year. So this is a team, and God bless them. They know how to do pitchers. I'm not going to say that's – I mean, I'm not going to be totally negative, but they don't get it. They don't get it on how to find power players.
Well, and develop them, Bill, apparently.
Right, and this Caminero is a once-in-a-generation power person.
31 homers last year on two minor league teams.
The one thing I'm a little interested in, and Bill, tell me your thoughts on this one.
Sure.
You had Oscar Gonzalez. Okay.
Yeah.
You had Will Benson. You had Nolan Jones.
Yep.
You've got Jonathan Rodriguez and John Kenzie Noel. Do those guys get a look, or do they get the same treatment that these other guys had?
You know, Jeff, I've agreed with you 100%. Some of these guys don't. Some it take longer to find where they're at.
Sure.
And we've seen it over and over again. And listen, the Cardinals are pros at that as well. They give away the guys that end up hitting 30 the next year. But I shake my head because this Caminero is going to be a superstar. That's my impression. And the Guardians you cannot make that mistake. And obviously, he was able to show that type of talent that those guys, anytime there's two teams that start drooling over your talent, and that's Tampa Bay and Atlanta, you gotta not trade with them.
Bill, thank you very much for the phone call. Enjoy opening day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's all. And Bill brings up something that gets me all the time, which is the lack of development of power guys in this organization. Maybe that changes. We'll see. I do have concerns. You've got two guys now, Andy, who kind of fit the mold of a couple of the guys that you did have to some extent in Jonathan Rodriguez and Johnkenzie Noel. I wonder if they get a chance to develop here or if they end up getting moved to another organization and then develop there.
I don't know. They seem more apt to let guys go lately. Yeah. You're right. I don't see it. Do you have a big problem with them starting on the road for a lot? I mean, we know there's construction going on.
No, I don't.
So, I mean, that's part of the deal.
Sure.
And I've always been an advocate of you know what? I don't care if they spend the first 14 days on the road because we know the weather's not going to turn here until 2 weeks into the season.
And then when you start the
season in late March, you're asking for it even more.
Well, I get that. I do think it diminishes the impact of, you know, a buzz to start the season.
Well, not if they come home, you know, say they win 8 games on the road to start the season.
I know. I still think it's great to be able to open the season at home, except I also don't think you should be opening the baseball season in March.
I don't disagree with that at all.
So
I think baseball season should start down south no matter what, or in domes.
Or in
first
April,
2 weeks.
April 5th.
Or 15th.
Why? Because you play scheduled doubleheaders that make the schedule easier all the way around.
I mean, should the baseball season start before taxes are due?
Yeah, it should.
It should?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with spring training.
That way
you got to
make
taxes.
Sure you can get your tickets.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think the thought I threw out about the Francona factor is there anything to that? I think folks had a lot of in Tito trust that you thought he was going to get the most out of this team, and that well Tito will make this work, and that's not here now, and the additions to the team that might get you all jazzed up aren't here right now, and I'm sorry, the idea of moving on from Miles Straw at least for now, how they come out and say he's going to play a major role when they felt that they needed to send him down at the beginning of the season, I'm not sure. And how Tyler Freeman out there, and maybe Tyler becomes great. Boy, that's – if it were Florial, who was looking at most of the playing time in center field, I might get it because you want to give that bat a look. Let's see how it plays out. You know, we don't know yet.
But. Jeff, I don't know that – I understand what you're saying about Francona. I don't know that I've ever once, no matter what team, have thought about buying a ticket to a game because of a manager or a head coach.
No, but it's not buying a ticket. It's just, well, let's be frank. How much we talked about the stadium and the idea of the Browns building a new stadium,
right?
Yesterday,
yeah,
and we talked about it the day before,
and we'll talk about it later with
and
Darryl.
And phones today went nuts, and fans wanted to talk about it, and they were all jazzed up.
Sure,
I've used the word jazzed up. I've used that phrase a couple of times.
Yeah, you're hung up on yourself.
I don't know.
Let it go.
I will. We've been talking Guardians, you know, for a good couple of weeks, trying to get things moving and spring training and getting everything. Very little interaction from folks. Now that's, you know, maybe that's on us, but it's usually an indication of how interested people are in something. Because, man, we talk about, you want to talk about Browns quarterbacks, boom, you get people calling all the time.
Right.
You want to talk about stadium, boom. We talk Cavs.
Yeah.
People call all the time.
Right.
We talk Guardians.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much. And I think that's a shame, if you want to know the truth.
No, I agree.
And I think the organization, you know how highly I think of the organization, but I just, going into this season, there's a product that's being pushed that I don't think is very intriguing to a lot of people. That can change. But, you know, you said something when we started the show. You're right on the money. When the big storyline is when's your best pitcher going to get traded, that's not good.
It's not. Not at all. It's not that I don't believe in this team. I want to have fun and I want to enjoy it. And I think that they're in a position to be competitive, knowing that you just barely have to be over 500 to get to the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win a wild card spot. I do think if they're going to contend, they've got to win the AL Central. But I don't know how many wins it's going to take to have to win the AL Central. If the pitching staff holds up, and I don't know how it can if you're going to trade Bieber at some point. How can you expect the pitching staff to hold up? It is super interesting to look at, of the five starters in the projected starting rotation, we're like the only team in the American League that all five starters actually started with our own organization. If you go in and look, all five have, you know, even Carlos, who left, came back, started with our organization, right? Didn't we start? Did Carlos start?
No, we got him from the Phillies.
You're right. So 4 out of 5. I forgot about that. Yeah. So 4 out of 5. Still, that's still pretty tough, right? Still pretty tough to have four out of your five starters, well, especially when you look around the rest of the American League. So
that's pretty good.
I mean, they've done a really nice job with that. Now they've got to come back and even it out with some hitting.
We'll be talking more Guardians because it's opening day. Zach Meisel from The Athletic is going to join us at 12:40. It's also Sweet 16 time in the NCAAs. 8 teams playing tonight. Clark Kellogg will be busy, but he's taking time to be with us right here on Baskin and Phelps. Next, the Pride of St. Joe's. Clark Kellogg on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.